Hello KZN and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green. Guys, it has been a bit of a trying week in KZN with the rough weather. However, in saying that, there has been quite a bit of fish that's still been bending rods throughout the entire coastline. This has been mainly on the edibles, so that's not a bad thing, and it's pretty much expected considering we are in the thick of winter. So what I can tell you for this week, starting on your offshore side, guys, it is still the Kuta season of note. It hasn't let go. The Kuta is still very much there. And we can expect, along with that Kuta, some snook and bottom fishing has been the main catch of the week coming out on your offshore side. As for the rock and surf, edible action. It's just mainly edibles from the north to the south, and majority of them are bronze bream. So that is pretty much expected considering we are in winter. The shad has been slow, but there has been some signs of garrick. In fact, one or two coming out. As for the freshwater, well, snow on the berg has slowed things down a bit, but that still hasn't stopped the stillwater guys from producing the goods, where Jan is going to tell us more about that. And the bass is still on the bite, especially up at Midma. However, we do have a report of a 3.6 coming out at Albert Falls. Now, we're going to get into all of this in great detail, as we always do on the show. But before we do, a huge shout out to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, Kingfisher is also the sponsor of our Angler News SA YouTube KZN report. So whatever we have on the show, you can find the highlights on that channel, as well as some of the footage of what our reporters are talking about. So be sure to check it out. And while you're there, make sure you smash that subscribe button. Now, let's kick off the show down the South Coast with Adam, who is very happy because he has a lot of fish to talk about, a lot of reports. And it has started off with a bit of a rough week, weather condition wise. However, the fish has been biting and it is shaped up to be a fantastic weekend. Guys, here is Adam from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh, and everyone else. I hope everyone is lekker. So things have been really good on the Lower Coast, and they've also been sort of really bad. But it's not Groundhog Day. Believe it or not, Vinesh, it is not Groundhog Day. So we've had some really exceptionally good catches of, believe it or not, bronze bream. We've had some beautiful bronzies being caught now over these last couple of days on the Lower Coast. And that is a fish we have been sorely missing. And I'm sure even the prawn has been sorely missed as a bait, as chokka has just taken over at the moment. But prawn, believe it or not, has been used, and bronze bream have been caught in it. And as we know, it is typically a winter fish, and it is winter, Vinesh. So yes, we are finally getting some bronzies. So we're also getting some non-eds. The water has been a bit cold in one or two days, a bit flat, but the sea's still been very big. We've still had some really big swells on the coast. And as we speak, it is still big tonight. It's strange. It really is strange because we've just had swell after swell after swell, and the sea has not really settled in terms of not so much the wind, but more so much the swell. It's been exceptionally big for weeks on end now. We've been speaking about this until you can go blue in the face, but it is what it is for now. But there are still some days where you're going to get a gap to go and fish, you know, during your lunch hour or, you know, on the weekend. You can definitely get a throw in, and you're definitely going to get some fish. I can guarantee you that. Almost put money on the table. Almost, but not yet, Vinesh. Just not yet. Just give us a bit more time, you know. So yeah, it's been really big, the seas, but there's been some exceptionally nice catches. The crayfish have been on the bites. The shad have finally showed up. You know, I mentioned this previously, but they've been getting some down in Ramsgate. Again, it's not really known for shad, but it is a spot that you can target them and also get them. So there's been a few there, and they've been size-ish, if that's a word, I don't know, but they've been a bit of size. But again, moving over to the non-ed, so going to Reese catching a grey shark on the Lower Coast, moving to the South Broome area, a tagged grey shark, you know, an up-and-coming angler, hell of a nice young kid. you know, he's definitely going to be, you know, aiming for his colors pretty soon. So I hope all the best for him. Let's see what info comes back from that Ori tag. Will be interesting to find out. So again, well done on that, Reese. Moving over to Ramsgate, it's definitely been the spot to target your bronzies, as Stompy and his wife Letty and their friends got some beautiful, beautiful big size bronze bream recently on prawn, thankfully. So again, well done Stompy and co on those awesome catches. Now, going over to Kentley Sayers, Mr. Kent's Fishing, as we all know from YouTube, very nice guy, also local angler. Guys, go and check him out on YouTube. Got himself a handful of some small bream in Trafalgar. It's one of the good spots to target them. It's good to see them coming out there again. They weren't really great sizes, but good to see that those fish are back there again. Trafalgar's been sort of a bit of a hit and miss area lately, so good to see that happening. Now, moving a bit further up, I must admit, Vinesh, it's been a bit quiet most of the other places. You know, going into Sheppey, they're still getting the odd snapper salmon there. Also in our rivers, still getting grunters and kingies and whatnot, and those odd decent-sized cob. So, yeah, the rivers are working. I would say Port Edward moving further up towards, you know, Glenmore area, being a bit quiet. South Broome, Ramsgate been really good. Margate, you know, sort of hits and miss. Yuvongo being much the same. Orange Rocks, you know, weirdly enough, being a bit quiet considering that it's very deep water. Going into Sheppey again, back on the cob. Tweeny being good for some smaller shad. They've got a few decent-sized blacktails there and some carantine, which is good to see. We haven't seen caros around for a while. Going into Sea Park, there was one beautiful size cob that was landed recently that I saw a picture of. And there's been a lot of sort of smaller and bigger brusher being caught. We will definitely touch on those brushes on the next report, Vinesh, but that's going to be going down south, Vinesh. But yeah, I'm going into Mzumbi. Again, the snook have sort of been not really there, but they've been there. So it's, as we know, finicky fish to sort of go for. So it's been good on the coast, Vinesh. Rock and surf has definitely been something I would aim for. But again, you're going to just have to contend with this big swell. It's sort of every three or four waves have been good, and then you get five or six, you know, that just kick up. And it's just, again, grapnel sinkers, I would say, is going to be the way to go. Or those, you know, nice flat spoon or pear-shaped sinkers also being the choice to throw down here, Vinesh. So prawns definitely working again. Chock is still going to be your baits of choice. Sardines been a bit of a hit and miss because we're getting crayfish and eels and barbel on it. So maybe mix it up with a bit of chock and try for an ed or a non-ed. So yeah, Vinesh, moving over to the weekend, the weather-wise, Friday we have a fairly strong southwester with a big swell again of over 2 meters. Saturday, she does slow down to around 20 k's an hour, gusting to 30 with the northeaster blowing in the evening. The swell is dropping, thankfully, into Sunday to around 1.5 meters. The wind will be a bit calmer on Sunday, but the directions are going to be all over the show. So I don't know, Vinesh. Yeah, it's looking like Friday's out of it. Saturday is more than likely going to be the pick, and Sunday. But again, it's all just predictions, guys, so we can't really bank on it. The best thing is to do, pack your rods and go and fish and hopefully catch something, Vinesh. So otherwise, guys, again, please stay safe out there. Have fun. Remember your bag limits and your sizes. We're not sure what's going on with this licensing system, you know, with apparently the post office closing. So let's see what comes out of that. But otherwise, everyone, I hope you have a super awesome weekend. Tight lines, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you, Adam. What a fantastic report, my friend. I love it. It's no longer Groundhog Day. There's fish coming out. The bronze bream on the bite. By the way, guys, if you want to check out that footage of that bronze bream, like we said, check it out on our Angler News YouTube channel. As for Reese and Stompy, well done, guys. Great catches coming out from there. And yeah, looks like chocker and prawn baits are certainly the flavor of the week. I definitely will be carrying some of that as I am fishing down the Lower South Coast this week. I will be at Caribbean Estate, so I will give you my direct report of what's happening there as well. Now, moving on to Warner Beach, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and Gary has got some Garrick to report on. Here's his report from Warner Beach and the surrounding areas.
Morning, it's Gary at the Kingfisher. Good morning to you all. Yeah, the sea was not too good for the last couple of days, but this morning it's fine again. Quite a few grey sharks along the outcrops and the beaches here. I heard of one shad coming out and one garrick this morning on the beach near Hotel Rock there. I've heard of a couple of garrick in the week on, seems to be mainly on mozzies. from, you know, guys coming with those mozzies and sliding them. Yeah, other than that, we're sitting tight. I haven't seen any sign of bait shoals or anything off the beach here. So we sit tight, and hopefully the water will... It's been a strong north-south wash. But as I say, this morning was quite nice. I was down early spinning, but not a bump. But let's see in the week ahead, chaps. Something's building. It's building to something. Now let's hope it's something good. Until next week then, tight line.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, looks like it was a bumpy week, and it's certainly shaping up to be a fantastic weekend. So we are definitely looking forward to next week's report. As for that Gary coming out day by day, it's only bound to get a lot better. Now let's move on to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler. And there are a mixed bag of fish coming out, especially on that rock and surf end. For your offshore scene, well, Brad has got some reports of the bottom fishing. So guys, here are their reports.
How's it, guys? Yeah, it's been a mixed up week. The guys have been getting some lovely edibles, some bronze bream, some stone bream, all that sort of thing. There's been a couple cob in the mix, south coast through a couple garrick. That's been quite nice. They are here already, I see. So yeah, the guys want to go target those, get some live baits, and you can go. Otherwise, it's been mainly bronze bream, stone bream, some fishtail barbels, eeltail barbels, quite a few cob. So that's what you'll be targeting on the beaches at the moment. The flatfish, summer fish, have made a disappearance. The odd diamond and odd grey shark left around, but your honeys and sandies, I haven't heard of for about 2 weeks now, some proper ones. In the bay, the grunters are there. Guys are getting some snapper salmon, some kingies, some springer, but those are also quieting down now. They'll be left for the grunters and the snappers. Should get a couple of those big perch coming in there now. Odd garrick coming into the bay as well from now onwards. So some new fish to target and look at. Offshore, the guys have been getting some kuta, some snook, your brief species. Everything's been doing quite well on the offshore side. Folks have been getting their numbers of kuta as well and snook. So yeah, the fishing has been good all around, guys. Go out and enjoy.
Right, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Guys, the weather hasn't been that great. We've had some really puffy winds that have been blowing us all over the place. So what's been happening? A lot of bottom fishing, generally your singer soldiers, rock hards. A couple of the bigger half cob have arrived, which is quite nice to know. But there's also been some nice kuta around them, sloty stud rock area, but very frustrating on Sunday. They were jumping out just staring at us, and not a single bite, but we could see them but couldn't get them. Yeah, so guys, once again, I say it's mainly bottom fishing, very few game fish around over this last week. But guys, tight lines and good luck.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, Brad, that is a strange one. They're jumping up, they're staring at you and not biting. Oh, very interesting indeed, but I'm glad to hear the bottom fishing is going on quite well. As for that rock and surf, certainly edible action is along on the way. As for the inedibles, that has slowed down significantly. There has been those reports of those greys. But moving back to the edibles, the harbor is the place to be, and there has been some massive grunter. I've seen some footage over this past week, which has had me jaw drop. One being 6.3 kilos. So yeah, big grunter in the harbor. That's off the boats, off the banks. So yeah, definitely Durban, a mixed bag of fishing. Now let's move on to the North Coast. We are with Nishin this week from the Kingfisher Bolito branch, and he has got a fantastic report. Guys, he goes through area by area in great detail, and there are fish that are on the bite, especially shad, and some big shad in certain areas. But I'm going to leave Nishin to tell you all about it.
Good day, guys. It's Nishin from the Bolito and Soft Rock Kingfisher. Just letting you guys know what's happening on the North Coast fishing front. So starting off from your Zimbali Beach, a lot of nice edibles have been coming out, shad, some smaller wave garrick, and also nice GTs on live shad slide baits. So that's a good sign on them coming through. Moving up into Boulder Bay and towards Sharkers High Rock, there's been some good shad in the early mornings, late afternoons, and to the nights. And also nice juvenile grey sharks have been coming out as well off the rocks. Then moving up to Tindy Manor, there's been some good big shad up there as well early morning. Just as the light hits the water, the guys have been picking up. Moving on to Sheffield side, guys have been doing well with some bronze bream and some nice kingfisher being caught there as well. So moving back into Bulito from your Thompson's Bay and your tidal area, the guys spinning off there with spoons, paddle tails and plugs have been rewarded with some nice big shad and some nice yellow spot kingfish. So that's a good sign on the spinning front. On the ultralight side as well, for the guys who enjoy that, wave gaddocks, silver brim, royal kingies have been on the bites, all in the first and second wave and on the white working water. So that's a good sign of those guys. Moving on to your ski boat section, the guys who are still looking for their kuta are still getting rewarded. Putting up your fresh bonnies have been working the best. And the snook have also made an appearance now on fresh red-eye strip baits. So that's showing some good results there. On the bottom side, I believe a few dagas have been caught as well. So along with your reds and all, you can get some dagas at the bottom, either on fresh chukka or your jigs as well have been working. So guys, fishing has definitely picked up as the colder water has moved in. The shad are definitely on the bite again. Mainly fresh sardine or fresh red-eye has been working for them. Bronze beam are slowly moving in as well. Your kingies are on the bite. And these guys who are working for the garrick will definitely be rewarded soon. There have been a few lost, but hopefully a few caught soon. Hey guys, tight lines, take care.
Thank you, Nishan. What an excellent report, my friend. I'm glad to hear those edibles are around, starting off from Zinkwazi all the way up with that shad. As for that big shad in Tinley Manor, definitely first light is the time to get out there. As for the kuta and daga salmon, guys, we can tell you there are definitely reports of that all along. Just check out your social media pages and you'll see all of that footage. Now let's move on to Mtanzini Banks, where we are with Nick, and Nick has also got kuta to report on and some excellent catches. A fresh report came through this morning with what's been going on. Here is Nick from Mtanzini.
Oh, good afternoon, Vinesh. We've had not many fishing days, I think, along with a lot of people. Big seas, bad weather, a lot of rain. But anyway, on Sunday, a lot of guys went out fishing. Now, it was interesting. Rod Bender, we got to the beach at about just after 7, and we looked at the horizon, and you could see on the horizon the waves were big, so we decided just to sit there and chat, and then he wasn't going to fish, and then about an hour later, we realized, hey, check, they're getting smaller. So anyway, they left after 9 for High Point. We'll be getting there at about just after 10. And at 20 past 1, they caught their first kuta. They came back with 4 or 5 nice-sized kuta. 23 kilos, the biggest. Fnatic and Unleashed were out there as well. Fnatic also got a nice haul of little eastern tuna bonnies and kuta, but nice-sized fish. The guys, Sean, and you see on the one picture there, Vit Olifant, Sean, Linda Buller and Johan, they caught some nice bottoms. Today our speed cop was out and they caught 7 fish, but one was also a nice cop, I think about 5-6 kilos. Yeah, the weather for the rest of the week, you know, tomorrow and Friday, it doesn't look too bad. Well, it's Thursday and Friday. On the beach, there was a lot of red sand being washed out of the Siyahi River, so that made main beach unfishable. It was really, the water was really dirty. This sand is full of oxidants and it comes down, we think, from the mine, from the Twin Streams area, as the streams are very orange up there. So if you want to fish Mtanzini, see, it's not so bad today, but I mean, like when that does happen, especially after big rain, best places to fish is Banks, Red Boom, Kalmises, Twin Dunes, going down to Dugan 20, failing that, Old Ramp, Doggy Beach, and Port Dunford. The river, very dirty still from all the rain we've had. In fact, today it's still very like orange. About the only fish that are feeding freely will be the good old river bream. These guys seem to just eat anything. I mean, one guy on Sunday caught 2, one on a bread and one on a prawn. Today, friends of mine were fishing on the river. I don't know how hard they were fishing, but they say they didn't get a bite, but it's very possible in that dirty water. But yeah, tight lines, guys. Let's have fun, enjoy, keep safe. Hello, Vanessa. Something to add. We had 3 of our big boats go out of Durban today. They went out to our point, Patinga. It was Frigate, Rodbender, and Hillbilly, and all came back with nice-sized pooter. I'm talking about pooter that you can't even slap your wife silly with. You break your wrist just picking it off the ground. Big buggers. Now, up here, I believe Durban Way, not getting much cooter, but now, this time of the year, till about end of July into August, those big guys are here.
Fantastic stuff, Nick. That guys, that bit on the tail end of Nick's report was literally about half an hour before I started this podcast. So the cooter are there. So yeah, if you want to see this footage, Nick has sent me some of these images. You can find it on our Angler News YouTube channel. Trust me, when he's talking about big cooter, these are huge. Now, apart from that, the rock and surf side, yeah, pretty quiet. But Nick, thank you for advising us as to where to fish when we are heading to Mtanzini if we do see that red sand. Now, let's move on to Richards Bay. We are with Ellie, who's also had a fantastic week of fishing. Here is her report of what's been going on up on her end.
Hi, Manish. I hope you are well. Fishing this past week have been really good. Despite the bad weather, anglers have been catching some rock salmons and salmons, as well as some yellow belly rockards and a few kingfish and cooter. There's also been some amberjacks and yellowfin tuna coming out. And then in our harbour, yesterday an angler actually caught a 17 kg GT on a live mullet in front of the boat club, so that's quite well. And yeah. Today is looking good, so hope anglers are going out for the day. Yeah, thank you guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ellie. What a fantastic way to round off the report. Good fishing, guys are going out, the weather's looking good, and to round off the saltwater report, a 17 kilo GT off the banks in the harbor, right in front of the Ski Bar Club. I love it. KZN saltwater is looking fantastic. Now, what about the freshwater? Well, we've got Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg that's going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. So, with the first frost this past week up here in the Midlands, we can at last confirm that winter is officially here. Coupled with the snow up on the berg, river temperatures have dropped significantly and are fast approaching single figures. With clear skies and single-digit temperatures overnight, still waters will be following suit pretty shortly, I'm sure. The surprise rains in the latter half of last week dropped some 25 mils on average across the Midlands, although there was a report of a 55 mils in the Fort Nottingham, Dargle area. As welcome as it is this late in the season, the rain does appear to have an adverse effect, as there are only a couple of returns, and I say couple, two to be exact, from the river anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club. On the Mgani River in the Dargle, it was reported to be, and I quote, flowing well and slightly green, not crystal clear. But there were fish moving and a number of browns in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeters, were hooked on both nymph and dry fly. Water temperature was reported at 13 degrees centigrade. The other report came from the Moy River and interestingly noted a good sized rainbow trout in the 19 to 21 inches, that is 48 to 53 centimeter class, from a brown trout stream, so no doubt an escapee from a dam overflow somewhere. The still waters of the NFFC are fishing exceptionally well. The returns indicate a pretty even split in numbers on the size of fish reported, starting in the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter brackets, through the 15 to 19 inch, that is 38 to 53 centimeter class, and then a couple at the upper end of the scale, in the 21 to 23 inch, that is 53 to 58 centimeter range. Some excellent fish coming out there. Water temperatures are also reported to be in the lower teens, and big flies are still very much on the menu for the trout. Last week we reported dates for the events kicking off the stillwater season and erroneously listed leg one of the Tops Corporate Challenge as taking place in June, when it is in fact taking place this very weekend on the waters around the village of Nottingham Road. We also neglected to mention that the Hastings Exclusive is also taking place this weekend, which fishes the waters of the Upper Dargle Valley. We look forward to reporting on these events next week. The scaly anglers are still out and about, and a report from the lower Moy River noting that with the rain and the snow, that the river had come up about a foot or so, and now also with some colour, and water temperature had dropped from 19 degrees centigrade to a chilly 11 degrees centigrade within the last week. Tough fishing conditions, but there were some fish to be had. On the bass front, the socials are pretty quiet, but there is a report of a 3.5 kilogram fish coming from Albert Falls from local guide Tian Ordendal, and another report of an epic day on the water where the average size of the fish was around 2 kilos and a 17.5 kilo bag for the top 5 fish. Some great fishing there by Dan Buer and crew. The constant in the bass universe is that Midmar continues to produce. As mentioned last week, popular lures at present are soft plastics, frogs and toads, and paddle tails. So guys, tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Masberg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Yeah, certainly seems as though the winter bug is here, my friend. That snow and frost on the bug, the cooler temperatures, but you know what? The fish are still biting. And how about that rainbow plane in a brown stream? I mean, what? Yeah, talk about a stray. But Jan, thank you so much for that input. I'm glad to hear Mudma is still performing, and I love the advice you've given on what lures to use for them. As for the Tops and Hastings events taking place this week, Jan, we are so looking forward to those reports. And that's going to come out next week, so guys, stay tuned for that. Now, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It is looking fantastic for this weekend, no matter whether we are fishing saltwater, rock and surf, offshore, harbor, or even if you're hitting the freshwater scene, head up to Mudma Dam. Guys, KZN is definitely producing the goods, and I am super amped because I am one of those guys that are going out fishing as well. Hopefully, I can bring in some of that cob that I've seen down the south coast myself. Now, you guys, if you want to see some of that cob, make sure, once again, check out our Angler News YouTube channel. There was some footage that came out of Margate Pier this morning, this being Thursday the 25th. And yeah, well, like I said, hopefully I get some myself. But until next week, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.